Sharon Montroy, what's your title with this organization?
I'm a volunteer.
With the St. Martin de Porres?
St. Martin de Porres, but actually right now it's called the Timmins Food Bank Thrift Shop.
Okay.
And now, but it was started by St. Martin de Porres and Father Costello when he used to do it out of his garage.
Right. I'm amazed at the shelves and shelves and shelves full of stuff. So this is available to anyone to come in and shop and buy?
Yes, we have the shoppers stop at the door back here because this is our extra stuff and that sort of stuff. And our knives, we keep our knives back here and things like that. But yes, it's Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 3. And you can drop off anything during that time as well for volunteers, yes.
Yeah, all this stuff is donated.
Yes, it's all donated. And some of it is past its first, second, and third life, but a lot of it is, you know, secondhand, and we clean it, and we make sure that it's working, and yeah, anybody can come, and the prices are excellent, yeah.
Now, you say you're open Tuesdays and Thursdays, but you want to open more often.
We want to open at least one Saturday a week, because we're hearing that people at work Monday to Friday don't have a chance to come in, and we were going to open longer, but we're tired by the end of 3 o'clock, so three of us are going to take it on and open Saturdays once a month until Christmas, and then we'll see how it goes.
You're looking for more volunteers to help you open Saturdays, are you?
Right now we have it covered, but we're always looking for people because people take holidays and people, you know, get sick and have family that gets sick. So yeah, we're looking for more volunteers for sure.
How does someone become involved as a volunteer?
Okay, we have applications in the shop on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you can come in or you can call and we'll leave one for you, and you fill it out, and if you're checked out okay, then you get to come and volunteer. So,
is there any particular group of people you're looking for to volunteer, or could a high school student volunteer and get their hours?
Yes, we have had, Rick Young is head of the food shop, so he's in charge of us as well, and he does get the students to come in for different things and, you know, do the shelves or that sort of thing at the food bank and also here. And so, yes, several students have been in to give their hours, and usually that's on a weekend. So, but the stuff that Rick has to deal with can be done on the weekends. Like if they have a food drive with the fire department, then they have a lot of food to put on the shelves. So they used to come in and do that, and I think they still are.
All right, but you're looking for a commitment from someone for certain days and hours.
Yes, it would be probably once a week because that's what everybody does now, for a total of the seven hours. Yeah, 6 hours. And when we come in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we also only do 2 hours a day. So that's our 6 hours for the week.
That's sorting and shelving and that type of thing?
Yes. Well, I said we have to unpack all the stuff that comes in, make sure it's working, make sure it's clean, and that. So we do recycle anything metal that we can't use. And I've just started, and we haven't got it right just yet, but if we have a lot of plastic and a lot of paper that we're going to do the recycle, and somebody just takes it home and puts it in their recycle bin.
It works,
yes.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this place and about the volunteers and what you're looking for?
Well, all of the money that we bring in on the days that we're open all goes to the food bank to buy food. And we're doing very well because the public have been very supportive, and we're hoping that that continues. And we know that there's a lot of need out there. So if somebody is in need of something and can't afford it, then we make a deal with them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Good.